From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, What We Must Learn from How God Blessed Abraham. The text is found in chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. In these verses, the Apostle Paul used Abraham to illustrate how God justifies sinners. The passage quotes Genesis 15:6, where Moses wrote, Abraham believed God, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Paul goes on to say that these words were not written for Abraham's sake alone, but also for all who would believe on Christ for salvation. At the heart of these words lies the truth of the reliability of God's word. God has given us the Bible so that we would walk by faith, just as Abraham did. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
Our text for today is Micah chapter 2 and verse 10. Arise ye and depart. The hour is approaching when the message will come to us as it comes to all. Arise, and go forth from the home in which thou hast dwelt, from the city in which thou hast done thy business, from thy family, from thy friends. Arise, and take thy last journey. And what know we of the journey? And what know we of the country to which we are bound? A little we have read thereof, and somewhat has been revealed to us by the Spirit. But how little do we know of the realms of the future? We know that there is a black and stormy river called death. God bids us cross it, promising to be with us. And after death, what cometh? What wonder world will open upon our astonished sight? What scene of glory will be unfolded to our view? No traveler has ever returned to tell. But we know enough of the heavenly land to make us welcome our summons thither with joy and gladness. The journey of death may be dark, but we may go forth on it fearlessly, knowing that God is with us as we walk through the gloomy valley, and therefore we need fear no evil. We shall be departing from all we have known and loved here, but we shall be going to our Father's house, to our Father's home, where Jesus is, to that royal city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. This shall be our last removal, to dwell forever with him we love, in the midst of his people, in the presence of God. Christian, meditate much on heaven. It will help thee to press on and to forget the toil of the way. This vale of tears is but the pathway to the better country. This world of woe is but the stepping stone to a world of bliss. Prepare us, Lord, by grace divine, for thy bright courts on high. Then bid our spirits rise and join the chorus of the sky.
When engulfed by the terror of tempestuous sea, unknown waves before you roll, at the end of doubt and peril is eternity.
Oh,
darkness of the darkest night. Oh, how lonely death can be. And the Savior's nail scarred hand will lead you to the light. For death is swallowed up in victory.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
when he was writing to the Corinthians in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians. Verse 9, he says, it's written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. And then he asked the question, does God take care of oxen? Now, he's not denying that God had a plan that they should be dealing justly even with their beasts. But is the real purpose of this, the highest purpose, is it stuck at the level of the ox? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written. So he's going back to the histories of the Old Testament. He's going back even to some of the enactments of the Old Testament that seem to us, on first sight, to be so removed from our lives today. And he says, listen, this was written for you. There's a message here that's relevant. When you start the day and you get before God, you cry to God, Lord, speak to me. And as I said this morning at the communion table, let us kneel forever as heresy this new brand of Calvinism. Well, not altogether new, except in other days it was called by other names. This vicious onslaught in the name of Calvin, getting into the church to deny that there's such a thing as the Bible speaking to you, to deny that it's possible to know the will of God for your life, or be guided through the Scriptures, or through the Spirit using the Scriptures. Is it any wonder we have a bunch of dead and dying churches when we have pinhead preachers who know philosophy and theology, but they know nothing of the will of God? Men and women, let me tell you tonight, this is written for you. God can speak to you through His Word. God can take this Word and write it indelibly upon your heart and guide your life and fill your mind with light where others are wandering around in the morass of darkness. It's always relevant. God has written it for us. And He's written it to us to show us that the message of salvation is uniform in all ages. Go way back to Abraham, around 2,000 years before Christ. Come to us 2,000 years after Christ. How shall a man be just with God? God gave the answer in Abraham's day. What's His answer today? It's exactly the same. Exactly the same. It's not just similar. It's exactly the same. Justification by grace through faith alone. And as you see, this is one of Paul's big aims and objectives here. Throughout this, not only this text, but throughout this book, there's one gospel. There's one way of salvation. There's one way of justification. In fact, you remember when he was defending himself, Acts chapter 26, verses 22 and 23, defending his life and ministry, he said, I say none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. And what did they say should come? That Christ should suffer, and that He should be the first that should rise from the dead and show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Paul says, I preach what Moses preached. In 1 Corinthians 15, he makes it clear, I preach what Peter preaches, and Peter preaches what I preach. There's only one gospel. There always has been only one gospel. I don't want to take time in repeating what I have done some of the earliest studies we had in Romans, but I want to make this clear to you. The notion that God in the Old Testament saved people by their keeping the law, whereas now He saves them without the law, is a fallacy. The idea that in the Old Testament God tried the legal way. Now, since man has failed that way, he's instituted another way. It's a fallacy. As soon as Adam fell, if God had ever said to man, salvation is by doing, he would have damned him irretrievably. But God is always saved by grace. And he's always saved through faith. And the object of faith has always been Abraham's seed, the promised seed, the seed of the woman, the coming Messiah, the Son of God come in the flesh. All the revelation has got clearer as it has progressed, but it's always been at heart the same revelation. But put it all together, why did God write this record? To provide us with an objective and verifiable word that's good for our souls. We have a more sure word of prophecy. More sure than what? Peter's just said, I stood in the Mount of Transfiguration. I saw what only two other people on earth were privileged to see on that mountain. I saw Christ transfigured. I saw the glory of Christ. I heard with these ears, I heard God speak from heaven, addressing us and saying, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. None of you have ever seen that. None of you have ever heard that. None of you ever will see that. None of you ever will hear that. At least this side of heaven. But we have a more certain word of prophecy. We have something more confirmed than the seeing of my eyes and the hearing of my ears. Something that is objectively verifiable. What is it? It is the written word of God. It is a light that shines in a dark place. It's a word that you should take heed to. This word is given to be aimed at us, to do us good. Oh, this is God's gift for us, to do us good, to give us an assurance of our acceptance with God by emphasizing the ground in which God accepts us. It's very easy for me to say that. But I want you to understand it, because here's where most people have their trouble with assurance. They want to root assurance in their experience. They want to root assurance in their performance. They want to root their experience in the level of their joy. But when the Scripture deals with assurance, it roots it in the performance of Christ. It roots our assurance and grounds our peace in the all-sufficient merit of Jesus Christ. And the more, by Scripture, our minds are filled with the all-sufficiency of Christ, then the more our hearts will be filled with the assurance of His grace. You cannot enjoy fullness of assurance when your tank is running on empty as far as understanding the all-sufficiency of Christ is concerned. Put that another way. You can't be filling your mind with all the stupidities of the world and not taking time to fill your mind with the beauties and the glories of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. You can't do that and have the enjoyment of full assurance. Full assurance is a perfection of faith. Faith is always intimately, immediately related to Jesus Christ. You cannot have assurance while your heart and soul are not grounded in the all-sufficient merits of the Savior. But that's why he has given us this book. You can take this book. You can take this book. You don't need a doctor of theology degree or even a bachelor's degree in Bible. Those may help you, but you don't need them. You can take this book and you can read of the deity of Christ. But there are Christians here. Some of you have been saved maybe for 10 or 20 years. And you couldn't establish the deity of Christ from that book. What's wrong with you? You wonder why you're not enjoying the assurance you ought. You can take this book and you can study the perfect humanity of Christ. The perfect obedience of Christ. You can study the atoning death of Christ. You can see Him as your prophet, your priest, and your king. You can see Him as the great propitiator, the great appeaser of the wrath of God, the great satisfier of the law of God. You can take this book and you can trace the history of the gospel from eternity to eternity. It's all there. It's all there. And there's more there than 100 lifetimes would allow you to study. There are depths that no mind can plumb. There are heights to which no human intellect can soar. God has given us this book to give us assurance of our acceptance by grounding it all in Jesus Christ. And He's given us this book to strengthen us that we may walk by faith as Abraham did. And as we read last time, not to stagger in unbelief. How do you go through life walking with purpose and resolution? How do you go through life without staggering in unbelief? You do it by means of Scripture. Paul wrote to the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 16, and he said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Isn't it tragic how little we as God's people know of God's Word? Isn't it tragic how little we think of God's Word? The excuse is, I'm not a preacher, so what? It's true of preachers too. We live in a day when most preachers are ignorant of God's Word. But so what if you're not a preacher? I don't read here it was written for preachers. This book is not a textbook for sermons. At least certainly not only that. This book was written because God had you in mind. Does not start every day rather differently? Does not give us a new outlook on each day? God has a word for me. God wrote this book with me in mind. God made statements to Abraham, not just for Abraham's sake, but because of me. Here's the reason for the record.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.